Conferences. Long agendas, big venues, always on your feet, barely getting to see the people that you want to see, and then, of course, the expense. Well, the three of us at Good Morning Hospitality are launching Good Morning Retreats. Our first retreat is this July 8th through the 10th at the Horst Hospitality Training School in Auburn, Alabama. If you go to goodmorningretreats.com, you'll find out more information about our first retreat that we're launching. We have already filled half the slots. We have 20 available and we have about 13 already filled. So make sure you go there, you apply, show your interest, and we'll get you all situated for our first ever Good Morning Retreat. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And now back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Good Morning Hospitality, your one-stop shop for the latest news, noteworthy trends, and thought-provoking discussions across the industry. From hotels and short-term rentals to all things travel and hospitality, you'll find each episode equips you with the information that you need to start your week. Join us on Good Morning Hospitality every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Robin Cragen. I rarely get to talk to you on our news show, and you get mentioned a lot, I will say that, but this is an exciting headline. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing great, thanks. Well, I'm very excited. I'm actually here in Nashville right now at the Vacation Rental Women's Summit, and today will be the opening of the Durham Conference. So it's a back-to-back conference bonanza for the next couple of dates.
We were just talking, I'm at a conference here in New York. We're more, not even a real conference, let's say a industry retreat. But this is exciting to be able to pull away as we're both in our perspective quiet corners here to talk about this story. So you guys, Moving Mountains, have just acquired Triumph.
Yep, Triumph Mountain Properties based in the Vail Valley. So have known Triumph for the better part of the last 20 years. Actually have known Mike Connolly since it was his company, and he sold it to a development group many years ago, that's the Triumph Development. And this was their little baby, Triumph Mountain Properties, so kind of a vertical extension of their business. I've always had a great relationship with them. I feel like we've always spoken the same language about guest experience and the kind of homes that we would each want to manage. And when we moved into the Vail Valley in 2019, we effectively became an in-market competitor to that brand. Still remained on very good terms, often spent time catching up over lunch or at conferences. So, you know, one of my many friendly competitors or co-opters, we used to call that, we coined that term, but just really super excited now to have an opportunity to have Mike join our team and become a member of the Moving Mountains executive team and to integrate our two businesses. He has a fantastic team that have been taking care of the homes that they manage, and that will integrate beautifully with the team that we have that's based in Avon at the base of Beaver Creek.
Well, a lot of people that maybe have listened to our episodes and conversations together on Slick Talk may understand that, you know, when I got to visit your guys' office, I was really impressed with just the amount of not only just good culture, but systemization and the consistency you guys have been building over the years and years and years of this beautiful brand called Moving Mountains that we all know and love. And now, so I'm curious, what was so appealing and making, and in the process of saying, you know what, it's better that we join forces rather than stay competitors?
You know, the time that somebody might choose to sell the company, you know, that isn't something that we can always be to actually have an influence on that. And I'll tell you quite frankly that we have considered buying Triumph Mountain Properties three times. So we've had two serious rounds of conversations with the owners of the company, and we're just really thrilled that we finally got to the finish line this time. But we do see an opportunity with systems that we have in our business, how we've been effectively able to grow and maintain culture effectively across multiple destinations. That's something that I feel like it feels like there's an opportunity here. That, you know, one of the things you worry about as a small business owner is that any kind of growth or change that you implement could negatively affect your company. And I think that we found that this is actually a very effective way to scale. And you know, it allows us to leverage systems that we have put in place. I think that is something that we bring to the equation on this side, is that we have really good technology. We have really good employees, really good systems and processes. And those things can all be positive benefits to the homeowners that we're now going to start working with directly as part of Moving Mountains.
I love that. And for, I guess, the overall portfolio size, this brings Moving Mountains up, you know, quite, I would say a little bit more, not a ton compared to what you guys have already built,
yeah,
but you have now.
I mean, you know, we're not scaling massively. For us, it's about quality, not quantity. So to add effectively 50 high quality homes in a premier market, that gives us a little bit more solid ground for our operation in the Vail Valley. It gives us a real solid presence in the Vail market, where before we really only had a couple of homes, and now it really gives us an equal balance between both Vail and Beaver Creek. And that is one of the unique things about this operating location for us is from Avon, that we can service two ski destinations, which interestingly enough, do seem to attract a different clientele. There are people that would say they are Vail skiers, that not necessarily Beaver Creek skiers. And Beaver Creek parallels very much the experience that our skiers have in Steve Oak Springs and in Breckenridge. So there's a lot of crossover there. So it's allowing us to offer different experiences to our guests. You know, that's something we think about a lot, is we've built these relationships over many years, and know that the guests want to have different experiences with us over the years.
I would love to understand from your point of view, Robin, you know, we've seen owner churn happen when companies like Vacasa acquire management companies in local destinations. You guys are not comparable to a Vacasa, in my opinion, due to what you just stated. The quality over quantity market is way more important. So a 51 home acquisition like this is pretty much probably equal to a 200 regular home property manager company. In my opinion, if we're going to look at the ultra luxury and the luxury space that you guys play in. So when going in through this acquisition, how much of the owner churn conversation came up in the sense of making sure that number, if anything, was as low as zero?
Well, you know, churn is definitely a concern in this business. And it's certainly something that as you go through any kind of transition, you want to make sure that you're going to minimize churn. So the way that we're doing that, I think it's definitely strongly in our favor that the Triumph team is moving across to become part of the Moving Mountains team. We're super excited that Mike Connolly, who founded the Triumph business and then sold it to Triumph, and has managed it for them for the last 15 years, I think it is, you know, that he's going to become part of our team. So there's a lot of continuity. I think that's something that we've seen in the other companies, that when you do an acquisition and you lose the leadership and you lose members of the team, then I think that's where you lose homeowners, because, you know, this is a very much a relationship-based business. And that's something that we think about a lot. So, you know, Moving Mountains, we're definitely looking to build trust and new relationships with these homeowners. But really, the way we're doing that is to leverage the existing relationship that exists between the Triumph Mountain Properties homeowners and the team that's been taking care of their homes. So I think we have a lot of opportunity to be really successful in this. But I know, having met members of the Triumph team, that they are super excited to join our team. They seem very much in tune with the existing culture of Moving Mountains. I think we have that in our favor, that we're not saying, hey, you know, so we do things differently here and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think overall it's an exciting time, and this feels like a really great opportunity for everybody involved.
I couldn't agree more, and very excited for you. I'm a big fan of Moving Mountains and everything you guys have built and are continuing to build. It's just incredible and inspirational to watch. I'm curious, you know, I'm here at this retreat with a bunch of other property managers and even a couple of vendors. And, you know, the conversation around 2024 mergers, acquisitions, exits, all this stuff, right? And I'm curious, do you see this being an acquisition route for you guys to keep growing and scaling the Moving Mountains brand in 2024? Or do you think that the natural owner acquisition routes previously are going to be where you guys focus on for 2024?
You know, I would definitely, we have a very strong business development program within our company. And so we're constantly on the look for organic growth in the existing markets. We talk a lot about smart growth, you know, growing where we're already operating. So, and we have that, you know, that I think is going to be very strong for us in the next 12 to 18 months. And some of that ties into the economic message that's out there, that not every company that's in the marketplace is doing really well right now. I'm happy to say that we're having a very strong year. And that definitely plays into attracting and retaining really great properties and having successful relationships with homeowners. Acquisition, you know, for us, I wouldn't want to say that we're out there with a big bag of money looking to acquire a bunch of companies, because that's really not the case. You know, we're very selective. I think that there are limited opportunities for us to grow. And that is because we have a very select focus. And if we were identifying or targeting a specific company, it would come down to, you know, how many companies really fit the profile of what we would be looking to add to Moving Mountains. We're not looking to bring just another 100 properties in this portfolio and then try and persuade or coax those owners to come to our brand standards. We're more interested in identifying opportunities that exist. I'd say ideally within existing markets or maybe an adjacent market, but it has to be a combination of having the right homes, the right team, the right potential. And, you know, the person who owns that business has to be interested in selling. So it can take time. I will tell you, like I mentioned, you know, it's been a 15-year conversation with Triumph of us trying to find a way to work together. The company that we acquired in Breckenridge, that was a 7-year conversation. So some of these things don't happen overnight, but we're very patient. We found that has been very successful for us over the years. We're more focused on running a good company successfully, profitably, taking care of our team, taking care of our owners, and taking care of our guests. And if the right opportunity comes along, then that's when we're going to go down that path.
You know, Robin, you've always been the master at saying no when it comes to then saying yes. And so I've always respected that you know when to pick your no's and when to pick your yeses as an entrepreneur. I think it's a great skill, a great, you know, piece of advice or any entrepreneur in our industry can take from. So I just want to say thanks for sharing the time with me today. And we're really excited to watch the Moving Mountains brand continue to grow and to be the leader that it is.
Thanks, Will. I appreciate the opportunity to catch up.